The Man in Line with Andy Wint.
Pastor Mike, good afternoon. This is Man in Line on Manx Radio through till 1. Manx Care yesterday reported 123 positive test results, comprising of 102 LFTs and 21 PCRs. There are now 1,574 known active cases of COVID-19 on the Isle of Man, made up of 1,271 LFTs and 303 PCRs. That's 162 fewer cases than yesterday, when 1,736 yesterday. That's 1,574 today. 10 people are in Nobles. Nobody is in ICU with COVID. There are 241 people awaiting results of a PCR test. 71 people minimum booked in for a test today. Manx Care received 526 LFT tests results yesterday. From the vaccination dashboard, now we're edging towards 70,000. 68,978 first doses have been administered, 65,808 second doses, 1,570 third doses, and 46,707 boosters have been administered on the Isle of Man. That's a grand total of 183,063 vaccinations. Manx Care's holding 8,476 shots of vaccine in stock.
My name's Libby. I'm 23 and a half weeks pregnant, first-time mum. To be fair, I don't know anyone else who is pregnant with COVID. I think it definitely could be signposted more, even if it's from 111 or from your GP. It's definitely information I would have wanted to have known.
Pregnancy can be an exciting time for mums and dads, but it's also bringing difficulties and concerns regarding COVID. What happens when one of those concerns is testing positive for COVID? More to come on that, and if you have anything to say on the subject, by all means, get in touch. But there's also bad news about gas prices.
I think what we've got at the moment is really cold weather, plus, you know, you've got these political issues happening across Russia. So those two things combined is what's driving that volatility in the market. But from an increase in price point of view, it is going to be a couple of years because it's not predicted to flatten back out.
That's regarding the gas prices at the moment. If you've had your gas bill, I hope you're sitting down. Contractors are on the Isle of Man to assess the new water slide. After a number of children were injured on it, 10 accidents recorded on the flume at the NSC in Douglas. It was closed earlier on this month. Now, Education, Sport and Culture Minister Julie Edge, MHK, talks about where we are with the flume.
We did have to close them down and we waited for the contractor to come back on site. The contractor arrived yesterday, so I'm still waiting for an update from that contractor's visit. He's still on island, and we looked forward to sort of finding a solution and making sure the flumes are open for everybody's use. But obviously the facilities are still open and there's one flume in use.
And is that other flume okay? Because there was 10 injuries reported on that one flume alone.
Yeah, there was various injuries. They weren't all, you know, and I apologise for anybody that has had an injury. However, we did do the full testing. It went through full commissioning, and it was on safety grounds. We just thought, because there was a few people reporting, that we needed to close it down and get the contractor back on site.
And is that contractor going to look at the cause of what was happening? Is there going to be a bit of an investigation to find out why that safety test didn't flag these issues?
Yes, there will be. And, you know, that's our commitment, is to make sure that they're safe for use.
And it might be a dangerous thing to ask for a deadline on the flumes, but are you hoping for them to be reopened anytime soon?
Well, certainly the one that's open will be remaining open. I wouldn't want to give you any specific dates until I've seen the information that we've gathered now the contractor's on site.
Well, you have to feel for Julie Edge. I mean, this all happened before she went into office, and the flume saga has been going on longer than Coronation Street, sometimes it seems. But that's where we are. We'll know as soon as we do what's going to happen. A note in just says, Andy, where do I apply for salary support for 10-day isolation before the new rules came in? I don't get sick pay from work, so I had to either take holiday or not get paid. I've looked online, tried to telephone the government and passed around four different numbers, eventually reaching Social Security, but there's no option for COVID. And then the answer phone just says, try again. Can you help that person? If you get info, where do you apply for salary support for 10-day isolation before the new rules came in? If you can help, text 166177, email studio@manxradio.com, call 66 13 68. Before we go in, if I just want to tell you, the deadline is today. I mentioned this earlier on this week, and a couple of people have asked about this scholarship for the International Space School. Now, the deadline is today. Students who are hoping to win the support of Mansat, the Manx company, Mansat, to attend the United Space School in America this summer, need to submit answers to some questions today. Number one, why are you interested in space? Number two, how do you think the Isle of Man can contribute to space exploration? And three, should humans return to the moon before going to Mars? And justify your answer. Now, I'm guessing you're partway through this, but if you are, or you know somebody who's interested in this, the deadline is today. Tim Peake, the British astronaut, talked about it, talked about how students should engage with STEM subjects, science, technology, engineering and mathematics. You go to mansat.org and click on scholarship for the information. But again, if you know somebody who wants to get involved in that and perhaps go to that space school in America this summer, courtesy of Mansat, the address is mansat.org, and click on scholarship if you can. Frank's with us now on Man in Line. Hi, Frank. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Andy. How are you feeling? All right.
Well, all right, actually. I mean, it's not a very nice day, but, you know, we soldier on.
It's a bit dull up here as well, you know, up the north. Anyway, what I was, you were talking about the masks the other day, people wearing the masks.
Yeah.
And I thought I'd give you some facts that I've found out from a medical source. These are facts, not fiction or anything. Do you realise there's 44,000 people a year die of sepsis in England, on average? 20,000 cancer, 15,000 flu, and 30,000 heart attack. The total of 109,000, but nobody tells us about those things. But wearing the mask, which I'm not in favour of, what it can cause hypoxia, low blood oxygen fatigue, and stress response. Hypercapnia will acidify the blood, leaving the wearer open to possible cancer beginnings. And higher circulation lactate will further acidity the body, causing headaches and chronic stress. It also causes muscle tension, raising blood pressure, and that gives a higher CO2 hypercapnia and lower oxygen. The heart has to work harder to send oxygen to cells and clear the CO2 through the lungs. So if anybody's got any lung or circulation problems, wearing masks for any length of time is ridiculous. It will make it worse.
Obviously in the past 2 years, we've all become used to wearing masks. I mean, do you ever wear a mask?
No. Because they do you more harm than good, and they don't do anything as far. The only way that the mask would work, if it was sealed. Like, for example, in the war, when I was a little boy, they gave us gas masks to stop the gas getting us. These bits of cloth you put around your face don't stop anything. It's an absolute joke.
What do you think about this, children being forced to wear face coverings in schools?
It's wrong. They're doing the wrong thing. It will cause problems with the children. To be honest with you, I can't wear a mask. I can't breathe properly when I wear one. I feel terrible. It's really awful. And also, the nurses are collapsing in the hospital. That's a fact. And mask wearing, I know the public have all got this, been bold, they've given over the years, that we have to wear a mask to be safe. It's utter nonsense. Now, I'm sent to America for some different type of mask, and it's a mask that fits molded to your face, and it is sealed, and it has a little tiny filter underneath the chin, so it doesn't fog up your glasses, because if you wear glasses, you can't wear a mask, because all it does is fog up your glasses. You take your glasses off, and you still can't see, because you need the glasses to see.
Frank, when you say you've heard of nurses collapsing at the hospital, nobody's said anything about that. Is this at Nobles?
Yes.
Nurses have collapsed, because, I mean, we've heard absolutely nothing about that, and I would imagine the union...
That's true, and in England as well. It's happened. In actual fact, people, and I know it's a rare thing, but people have actually died wearing the mask.
Now, do you know that for...
They don't tell you this. Yes, I do know that for a fact. Hmm. I mean, I only know it because I've read about it, that's all.
Where did you read it?
What? I can't remember now where I actually got it. It was a long time ago. But I know that the fact, if you think about it seriously, they tell us on the television that the virus is so small you can't see it. It's like oxygen or maybe a bit of smoke. Well, do you think that doesn't go round the gaps in the masks and everything else?
Okay. All right. Frank, thanks for calling us today. Thanks for that information. That's obviously Frank's opinion on that. But Alison, thanks, Frank. Alison dropped me a note just regarding this. And it was a suggestion. She said it was regarding a suggestion. It was in the Manx Independent that children should be forced to wear masks at schools. And Alison said she find the viewpoint disturbing, suggesting that children should be forced into doing something against their will. Alison says is draconian, alarming. And she says there are studies to suggest that wearing a face mask for any length of time can harm the wearer by making the person more susceptible to infections. Now, there are lots and lots of stuff out on the internet if you put all this regarding masks don't and can't stop the virus, masks don't and can't protect from infection, non-medical face masks have a low filter efficient. There's all sorts of stuff out there as well. But this is regarding children at school. Most teachers, says Alison, are well aware that also 55% of communication is facial or visual, and removing this aspect of communication is difficult for many students. Young people, she says, are being disadvantaged with regard to learning about social skills and interaction with the continued use of masks. Well, now the Chief Minister was talking about a sense of normality. Hesitate to say that because it is a couple of years, what's going to be a couple of years in 2 months before the virus was marching across Europe and we became infected by it here. But in the end, we take the advice that we're given. We're given advice by professionals. We take advice from clinical professionals. And obviously, the government's first duty is to look after its citizens. And that's the advice that we've been given, which is to... Do you remember David Ashford when he was Health and Social Care Minister? We take the clinical advice. The clinical advice was to wear a mask. Lots of people still are wearing the mask. Do you still wear a mask? If you go into somewhere, and normally you would wear a mask, if there are people who don't wear a mask, how do you feel? How does it make you feel? What do you think of exactly how they're behaving in that? Howard dropped us a note in, just said, has anybody got their gas rebate yet? The gas rebate is supposed to be appearing fairly shortly. And talking of gas, as the gas price rise hits our bills, more people on the Isle of Man than ever are looking to spread the cost of winter heating over the warmer months. Now, Manx Gas has what they call affordability payment plans to help you manage when the envelope barely fits through the letterbox. So let's hear from the Islands Energy, the parent group of Manx Gas, the Islands Energy Group Chief Exec Joe Cox. Any good news about prices in the short term?
At the same time last year, we had 84 plans running. We're now more like 298 plans running across all of the accounts. So it's not a huge percentage of the entire customer base, but quite a jump compared to this time last year in requests for payment plans. Our debt is rising, so people not paying has gone up slightly, which we have to keep a close watch on. And then twofold, unfortunately, the market peaked again through December. So even though we saw a price increase get applied really from the end of December, which impacts us from January, we actually saw a detrimental effect on wholesale gas prices because they went back over £4 on a wholesale gas price rate in December. So it is incredibly volatile and something that we have to continue to manage very closely, literally week to week at the moment. We will see wholesale gas prices at a higher rate than ever before for at least 2 years. But these volatility peaks should start to flatten out towards June as supply and demand reduces. I think what we've got at the moment is really cold weather, plus, you know, you've got these political issues happening across Russia. So those two things combined is what's driving that volatility in the market. But from an increase in price point of view, it is going to be a couple of years because it's not predicted to flatten back out.
Well, that's not good news, is it? 2 years before the prices flatten out again. A message in from Ronnie who said, well, if the price is going to be like that, why don't we get our own gas out and we won't be paying as much for that? Well, that's a while away now. Yeah, they've got 2 or 3 months to sort out that application to drill for gas off Mackleton. And even then, it's not guaranteed that they'll actually do it. Roy said, Andy, I'm a pensioner. I'm glad to hear the minimum wage is to rise to £9.50 an hour. Works out at £2,204 for 29 days. At the moment, it's £1,972 at £8.50 an hour for 29 days. My pension works out at £1,076 for 29 days. I wonder how the government thinks the pensioners can survive on £37.12 a day. We all have the same bills to pay, like gas, electricity, telephone, road tax, insurance for a car, house, not to mention clothes and food. I live on my own, but I find it pretty hard to make ends meet, says Roy. I was watching... let me just check this here. It's regarding the gas. Should medics stop wearing masks when doing operations? H asks. Well, you make your own mind up about masks. If you think you should be wearing a mask, then you wear a mask. If you don't want to wear a mask, it's not compulsory, apart from some places that say you have to wear a mask. That's the world we live in today, isn't it? Kenny just said, no, I haven't had my gas rebate yet. When's it supposed to arrive? Well, a rebate of at least £58 will be paid to Manx Gas customers early this year, they're saying. Well, it is the 14th of January now, so we're halfway through January. This is the agreement between the government to adjust loans it holds with Manx Utilities. The arrangement was established following a decision to reduce the amount Manx Gas pays Manx Utilities each year in relation to infrastructure payments. They've saved £1.4 million and it's being passed on to consumers in full. So the rebate will appear on bills from February as a standard credit. That's what's going to happen. So it's on the bill from February as a standard credit. All gas customers will receive the credit, domestic and commercial, excluding the government. Government won't be paying itself. Who were billed? So all gas customers, domestic and commercial, who were billed for gas units in the 12 months up to the end of November 2021 will receive a credit on their bills. Customers who didn't have gas usage on their bills will not get the credit. The credit will appear in gas bills for qualifying customers from February 2022 onwards. And if you haven't received the credit next year and you think you qualify, you need to check your bill received from the 15th of February this year for the credit. And then if you think you qualify and you haven't got it, you call Manx Gas 644440 to discuss any concerns. It's 644440, but hold fire until the 15th of February. That's when the credit should be appearing on your gas bill. A note in from Southern Andy just said, can the anti-maskers get an understanding of what a pandemic means and stop reading from Dr. Google? We have to have faith in qualified experts And as for nurses collapsing, stop the lies. Nurses in critical areas are fit tested for masks, so stop scaring. Well, I've not heard of that. I've certainly not heard of any nurses collapsing. I've ventured to suggest if any nurses had collapsed in the Isle of Man, we would hear it straight away. And by the way, says Paul, masks with valves are illegal on aeroplanes. Says Dave, come on, this is scaremongering. Not correct about all masks. It should be pointed out, this is, and it's not true about the nurses. Not true whatsoever. If anybody knows that, then please tell us. I wear glasses with a mask. No problem, says Judy. Isn't the story you have to put washing up liquid on them? The price of a barrel of oil's dropped by a half 4 months ago, so why are Ellen Van In Fuels putting the prices up again? Oil is hanging about, isn't it? And I think Ellen Van In, like all the people on the Isle of Man, they buy on the wholesale market, so their prices won't come through straight away. Forcing children to do things they don't want to do includes getting up, tidying their rooms, and going to school, says... Thank you, Michael. Very helpful. I always wear masks, says Sue. But I agree with Frank. I wear them all day. They give me migraines, give me a dry throat, make me feel dizzy, make me feel tired. When will the mask mandates finally end? No word yet, but I've no intention of wearing them much longer, says Sue, hoping for that normality that the Chief Minister was talking about. I wonder, says this correspondent on 786, how many people have tested positive by using home tests but won't report it? Why do you think they wouldn't report it? All I know is that I don't want a doctor operating on me without a mask, says Sharon. And Juan's with us. Hi, Juan.
How are you today, Andy?
Glad it's Friday.
Glad it's Friday. Flume-free Friday once again.
We're 50% flume-free.
50% flume-free. What was that address for the space thing? That MAPSA, was it?
Mansat. Why, do you want to apply for it, Juan?
Mansat? No, I know a few people that should be shot into space, though, so I think I'll give them a ring. The talking about masks, and it's just this sense of trying to normalise it, and I seen a situation the other day, and I really wanted to video it, and my friend wouldn't let me. There was two people, that, two women that walked into a shop. Other brands are available, but they walked into a shop and they were walking around, and they suddenly had this here feeling in their head, obviously, that they were in a shop. So they put their hand over their face and their two fingers over their nose and started walking around the shop because they'd obviously realised we haven't got a mask. Not that you needed one. And they did that, and then they took their hand off their face to talk to each other and then put it back and put their fingers on the nose and carried one walking around the shop. And then after that, it was so funny to watch them take their hands off their face and then pick up the stuff in the shop and then work with the stuff in the shop and then put their hand back on their face. And it's just bizarre how people are transfixed with this mask situation. And I was at a show the other day, and there must have been, I think, probably about 5,000 people in the show. And there was two like animal trainers stroke presenters who were nowhere near the crowd. And they were both wearing masks. And again, like the person mentioned before, I think it was Alison mentioned, you can't see any visual expressions. And what's more, you can't hear people talking with it. So this, you know, like communication that we all have as humans is being interrupted by this mask wearing. There's things for and against it. And I mean, like you said there, the government have taken on board clinical advice. And like I've said many, many times, what if that clinical advice is not accurate? What if that's the bad science? And there is a lot of points out there on breathing in your own stale air and is it doing any good? So it's just the point of people it's getting normalised, which I think is kind of scary.
Interesting. Somebody also said, wearing mask wearing has been commonplace in the Far East for years, hasn't it? I mean, the Far East and Japanese, certainly people in China, maybe that's to do with pollution, but they've worn masks for years.
Well, yes, it is to do with pollution, isn't it? I mean, if you go to Shanghai or any of these places, the pollution has been terrible there. And I mean, they're cracking on building more coal-fired power stations and stuff like that. So, it's different. I mean, I see people in the Isle of Man and when they're on a beach and the tide's out and they're walking with a mask on by themselves. You've got like a third of a mile of sand on one side of you and the Irish Sea on the other. It's all to do with people taking the advice from government. And
well, this was, I think, Jim, we've learnt a lot about human nature in the past 2 years, haven't we?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, there's people. I mean, I've made a fantastic new circle of strong-minded people over the last 2 years. And there's some people that I've distanced myself from. Yes, it has made a massive difference in all communities all around the world. That's for certain.
Okay. All right, Joan, have a good weekend.
Cheers, Andy, and you.
28 minutes to one on Manx Radio. Somebody dropped in. Thank you, Lenny, who just said, look, maybe Michael Jackson was ahead of the curve wearing his mask. And Jane said, look, the guy talking about mask wearing is talking nonsense. All sorts of professions and jobs need masks, have done for years. Builders, lab staff, medics, painters in paint shops. The filter anti-fog masks, or FFP3 with filter, they only work because they vent your breath. So you breathe in filtered air while breathing out your particles. They're not allowed on planes for that reason. As for kids and masks, go to Spain. You'll see toddlers in prams happily and healthily wearing them. As a former thoracic nurse specialist, says Jane, if I had my chest condition, if I had any chest condition, I'd wear a mask as all people, they're the most likely to end up in hospital. Now, people need to grow up regarding this. Haven't we learnt a lot about human nature? I wonder what are we going to be like when we come out on the other side of this? And don't say there's going to be another virus, please. So Bill Gates and all the evil people are pushing the COVID rubbish. Are experts, and they are not forgetting the number 10 parties street. Wake up, people, says G. There are some words there. I'm not quite sure what they meant. 27 minutes before one. Text, email or call. Man in line. Friday lunchtime. Joshua and me together.
Majestic food. Majestic views. The Majestic Chinese Restaurant. Manchester quality, right here in Douglas, with relaxed surrounds and a great sea view. Call 682-791 or search Majestic Chinese Douglas on Facebook.
For your new bathroom, head to Paysetter, Harris Terrace, Douglas or Spring Valley. In Paysetter's fully fitted showroom, you'll find the latest bathroom products and designs, from new contemporary styles to traditional Victorian tiles, wall and ceiling panels, accessories and much more. With many ranges exclusive to Paysetter's, plus professional design advice from the experts, visit Paysetter Harris Terrace Douglas or Spring Valley.
You can get the best of everything, where the price is twice as nice.
When you need a monument for your loved ones, contact T.E. Cubbon, a trusted family-run business for over 150 years. T.E. Cubbon provide new memorial stones, grave renovations, new inscriptions, and fire hearths. For quality workmanship and a professional personal service tailored to your wishes, visit us at Hope Street, Castletown, or at Broadway, Douglas. Call 844-440. T.E. Cubbon, here when you need us.
Get your booster vaccine. Having the jab will increase your immunity and prevent hospitalizations. Either visit a walk-in clinic or book online at covid19.gov.im. Protect yourself, your loved ones, and the wider community. Get your booster.
Radio Caroline.
It's the first month of the year and we're back live on the Ross Revenge for Caroline North. There's a chance to win some money to spend in the web shop with the competition, and we're sponsored all weekend by FSN News. Join us live from the Ross Revenge this weekend for Caroline North.
1368 AM.
The Man in Line with Andy Wint.
25 to 1. Thanks for joining Man in Line this Friday lunchtime. And a note in from Colin, who just says, if you wear your mask inside shops, lower them outside. Lower the mask outside. You don't have to wear your mask for hours on end. I wear a mask, but if people don't want to, that's up to them. However, those who wear them over their mouth but not over their nose wind me up. Either wear it or don't. Masks, says Bryn, as with any medical intervention or treatment, have benefits and risks. It's therefore a matter of weighing these against each other, the benefit against the risk. If you have a lung or circulation problem, a mask may make your existing condition worse. However, your existing condition may make the effects of COVID more severe. So it's not a simple answer. Just have to balance the risk and the benefit. So make your own mind up about that. Doctors wear masks in surgery to protect open wounds from getting infected, says Terry. That's why they wear masks. Andrew just said the story about nurses collapsing due to wearing masks is my girlfriend was one and two of her friends. Well, you need to tell us more about this, Andrew. I don't wear a mask and I never will, even if it's compulsory. I think it's all false, says Andrew. Well, you must tell us about your girlfriend and one or two of her friends, because we've heard nothing about that, about people collapsing because they're wearing masks. I sent for the form, form about it. It's 15 pages long. That's the form for assistance regarding the gas increase. 15 pages long. And a message in just said, you said we haven't heard of nurses collapsing in Nobles, says Pete. Well, Pete, if you do know, you've got to tell us. That's a heck of an accusation to say that people have been collapsing because of wearing masks in professional situations. We have no evidence for that whatsoever. And this is Chris, who just says, masks, I believe, shouldn't be mandatory. I'm a taxi driver, says Chris, and they've made masks mandatory on public transport. Since this, I struggle to earn a wage due to struggling to wear a mask. For whatever reason, it makes me panic. I struggle to wear a mask and then decide to go home and don't work. There isn't a choice not to work. I generally struggle that much, that is, it's affecting my everyday life, says Chris, the taxi driver. Regarding masks on buses, says Texter 738, although there are signs saying it is mandatory, every bus I was on yesterday allowed people, especially secondary school children, to travel without masks. The drivers say they aren't allowed to enforce it, so it's up to the passengers to make their own choice. Tommy. Hi, Tommy.
Oh, hi, Andy. I was just telling Barry that ShopRite is up the road worker system, Andy, that the person on the lottery counter, if they spot somebody coming in without a mask, they press a buzzer and it goes up to the PA system, and they put an announcement out immediately, you know, about the things about wearing a mask, Andy.
And does it work?
You know, so, well, it's up to you, you know. I mean, some people do, some people are sensible, and some people are downright ignorant, like you, you know.
So, I mean, what do you think when you see somebody not wearing a mask in a public setting, in an enclosed setting?
It annoys me so much, Andy. I could go over it. Listen, I'm 77. I could go over and lay them out with one punch, Andy, I'm telling you.
Well, I wouldn't advocate that, Tommy.
No, I wouldn't. I'm the only thing, like, listen, I'm still over fighting now, Andy, but they walk around the city, they can see other people wearing masks, so it's just, they say, well, I'm not going to wear a mask, ooh, boo, why should I, you know, they should be escorted out of the store, Andy.
But they wouldn't do that, because ShopRite obviously need the trade, don't they, you know, but just wear a mask, it's not going to kill you, all this thing about, listen, I was up there, last year, maybe more, Andy, 18 months, and I went up for an awful lot of tests, what I told you about at the time, and those nurses are wearing them all the time, and they're not collapsing. The only reason why they might be collapsing, Andy, is because of hard work, not because of the mask.
Tommy, you're the king of Nobles Park. What do you think of this this new scheme where they're going to put pay and display in Nobles Park?
Don't now, you're starting me now, Andy. It's absolutely ridiculous. And in saying that, I've said again, there was a chap there pontificating about the system where the garage is, where the restaurant is, and he's saying, no, we do this and the other. And the park has never been in a worse state, Andy. If you go up there, the main path that runs the whole way along the bottom, there's water leaking down from somewhere which they can't control, and there's mud all over the path. It used to be pristine down there, Andy, and most of the park was, but now it's not fit to for children to go on, never mind adults.
Well, this is down to Douglas Corporation, isn't it?
Well, they can't be bothered, Andy. I mean, if the bosses are not up there, the bosses are never up to see what's going on, so why should the workers... They'll be in there drinking tea all day. Well, I mean, the whole situation, it's just a disgrace, Andy, every way you walk. It's just filthy. I mean, there's less and less people going up there, so I don't know why they're going to put their paying display up there, because the place will be empty, so they'll have empty machines there for 24 hours a day. They just need someone there to get a grip of things, Andy. I mean, I'd love to get the job, and I'd sort of end in a week up there, honestly.
All right. All right, Tommy, have a good weekend. Good to talk to you.
And you, Andy. Cheers, bud. Cheers.
All right, then here's Ray on Man in Line. Hi, Ray.
Oh, good afternoon, Andy. You know, I was just ringing up, Andy, just to try and find out who controls all these departments they've got on, i.e. particularly the patient transfer department. Now, I had to go away to the hospital on Tuesday this week, you know, just for a day, like, and I went up there, I got everything involved, the tickets and the form for re-entry to the island. When I came back on the flight, I went up through security. I got as far as the top security where they were checking about COVID and what have you, showed the man me re-entry form, and he informed me that that didn't count for nothing because it was way out of date. So I had to route round, try and find me cards that I had the vaccinations on, and had to fill in another form. Explained to the chap up there, you know, and I said, well, I only got this yesterday. Well, I can't help that. He said, it's way out of date, that, and it will not allow you back in.
Well, what was way out of date about it?
He said it was about 6 months old. And he said, all the rules have changed since then, he said. So what that delivered, I had to hold up the queue behind me, fill in a new form, route round and get me vaccination certificate. And then he said, well, we'll phone you tomorrow, he said, and you might have to come back and fill another form in.
What?
Yeah, and I said to him, well, does that mean, I said, the patient transfer that deals with a lot of people, I said, are using out-of-date information? Well, that's not for me, he said, that's for the government, he said. He said, obviously, he said, somebody's not got the finger out. And I thought, well, if that was a visitor, well, it's enough to make you turn around and go back on the same plane.
And you're not due to be away again, are you?
Yes, I'm going away again in a month. So, I mean, I only go away to the hospitals, you know. And as I say, I went away like... You know, so the coming back was an absolute nightmare with these forms. And I thought, well, how is the department handing them out willy-nilly, knowing they're out of date?
Well, we wish you well. Thanks for calling.
Okay, Andy.
Good to talk to you. It's a quarter to one now.
How do you really get to feel healthier? Eat healthier. Our Sainsbury's Healthy Choice ranges make it easy and truly enjoyable. All over our chillers and freezers, food that even sounds better for you. Like Plant Pioneers, Love Your Veg, and for food intolerances, deliciously free from pasta, cereals, bread, snacks, free from gluten, milk, wheat, whichever you're best to avoid. Better for you doesn't have to mean boring anymore. ShopRite, proudly locally owned.
Right, class, it's time to learn the ABCs of car buying. Pay attention at the back. A is for Athol Garage, where the A-team will look after you. B is for Balasala, the home of Athol Garage, where you'll always find a hand-picked choice of quality used cars. And if they don't have it, they'll find it for you. C is for confidence, which is what you can buy with. Visit athol.co.im or call 820082. Athol Garage, where buying a great car is as easy as ABC.
Calling all grown-ups. We need you to be a foster carer. Right now, there are young superheroes like me across the island who are looking for super carers. Anyone can wear a cape and run around stopping bad guys, but being someone who helps a young person grow, being someone who inspires, that's a real superhero. To find out more about the Mockingbird Family Model Pilot and the Family Placement Service, call 61000.
Wouldn't it be marvellous to take a stroll along a restored Queen's Pier in Ramsey? Help make this a reality by supporting the Queen's Pier Restoration Trust, where donations and volunteers are welcome. A small monthly donation would help. You can purchase a personalised plank as a lasting legacy, or leave something in your will. We need your support to help save this historic landmark. Find out more. Visit the Queen's Pier Restoration Trust on Facebook. This audio has been kindly sponsored by Paul Carey and Sons.
It's two wins out of two in 2022 so far for FC Isle of Man, and they'll be out to make it three on the bounce this weekend. The Ravens host Ellesmere Rangers at the Bowl this Saturday. Can the Manx side maintain their perfect start to the new year, or can the visitors spring an upset? Join me, Rob Pritchard and Tony Meppham for FC Isle of Man versus Ellesmere Rangers on Saturday night. Full live commentary of the clash from 6:30 p.m. on Manx Radio's AM 1368 and digital platforms.
The Man in Line with Andy Wint.
Good afternoon, Faster My. 13 minutes now before one for your Friday lunchtime. Robert's with us. Hi, Robert.
Hello. That was quite a long wait, wasn't it? But whatever. I want to talk about these face masks. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. You're on the air, Robert.
Yeah, okay. Now, I've always worn them and that, right? But the thing is, right, when they we were first advised to use them and this sort of thing, right, they said that it wasn't, wearing a face mask, right, would not stop you from picking it up, right? But it would stop you from spreading it to others. Hello?
Yeah, you're live on the air, Robert. Keep going.
Yeah, okay. It would stop you from spreading it to others, right? You know, so when I've always wore a face mask all the time when I've gone shopping in the supermarket and this sort of thing, you know. I've always worn it because I know that if I pick it up, it will stop spreading it to others. You know, so when I see people in the supermarkets or shops with no face mask, I think to myself, what selfish people. They don't care what they give to other people, you know. And that's my view on it.
Okay. All right, Robert, thanks for being with us. Thanks for being with us. It's 11 minutes to one on Manx Radio. And Mary, said, what time is the drop-in clinic open until today? 5:15 today. And it's for 12 years and over today. 5:15, 2:15 tomorrow. Opens at 8:45 tomorrow, Chester Street Hub. So today till 5:15 and tomorrow 8:45 to 2:15 for 12 years and over. But obviously 16s and under will need permission from a carer. And Bill joins us on Man in Line now. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Andy. Good Friday.
Brilliant.
the mask thing. With masks, just if you want to wear one, wear one. Don't force children to do it. Don't force babies to do it. Just wear one. Don't worry about everybody else. You know, they said, I think it was 90 seconds and all the, in the air, like if you breathe out, all the COVID stuff's gone. It's gone, evaporated. Don't worry about it. I mean, all this Omicron fuss, and what happened? Nothing. But that's just one thing. The other thing is, like with Djokovic not being able to play in the Australian Open, and just the absolute blatant, I'm not a fan of Djokovic. He can rub people up the wrong way, I know. But it's just a discrimination around the world against people that are unvaxxed. It's incredible. At what point do you say that you can use health as an issue to dictate what people can and can't do? So they say, like in Italy, it's probably one of the worst examples where they say you can't go for a can't go to a cafe, cinema, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, is that right? It's a really dangerous, dangerous road they're going down.
Well, we'll just see what happens. I mean, do you get the feeling we're moving out of this now?
I do. I think on the, I mean, I think the Isle of Man's took a real balanced approach on it, which has been great. I mean, we've been so lucky. I mean, I would have gone mad anywhere else. I mean, I've got friends in Australia; they're just absolutely losing it. But the, I think Isle of Man in England wise, I think it's going to just phase out now, because there's nothing's happening. There's no, you know, it's just going to be. I mean, people are going to see it for what it is, and that's it. But what worries me is, where they're, you know, at schools where they sort of try to say kids to wear masks, etc. And then what are they going to do? Because when my daughter's in junior school, my son's in senior school, and they were saying at one point, oh, well, should the unvaxxed be in with us? Should the vax, are they going to separate, you know, would they separate vax children from unvaxxed children? Are they going to separate, are they going to have shops for unvaxxed people? You know, it's a really dangerous place to be. Mm-hmm. You know, surely people should have a choice.
Okay. All right, Bill, I appreciate that. Have a good weekend.
You too. Take care.
Okay, I want to get to this before we go, because we've been talking about it for the past few days. How worried should women be about catching COVID whilst pregnant? And what support is available on the Isle of Man? Max Radio's Amy Griffiths been finding out more.
Swollen ankles, stretch marks, back pain, constantly needing a wee. These are just some of the smaller things women might face while pregnant, let alone some of the more serious issues some women have to contend with. And now Manx Care says it's stepped up its messaging about advice for expectant mums who test positive and the help and advice that's available. Barbara Roberts is the head of midwifery at the Jane Crookall.
If a pregnant woman tests positive, we would really like them to get in touch with the maternity unit and let us know. Once somebody has let us know that they are COVID positive, we will make sure there's a plan in place to look after them for the rest of the pregnancy, because extra care may be required depending on their individual medical history and needs.
But are women given this information during any routine appointments? I've spoken to a number of pregnant women who say the first they heard of the advice available was from a post on Facebook, even having called 111 for advice. So is enough being done to inform pregnant women of the potential risks and the help that's available to mitigate them? I asked the Health Minister, Laurie Hooper, just that.
I think that it's definitely a fair comment. Definitely is support there available for anyone with any concerns about anything to do with COVID and pregnancy. My advice would be to get in touch with the midwifery service. They're really good at providing advice and support. So if you test positive or if you've got questions about the vaccine or anything else like that, they should be able to provide you with advice and support to try and help you through that, especially because they'll be much more familiar, I think, with your circumstances than maybe the people on 111 might be. One of the things that's happened in recent weeks is the 111 team themselves have actually moved into Manx Care. So now we're hopeful everyone's under the same roof. It should be a little bit easier to make sure we're getting a consistent message out there for people.
Because that's one thing. I mean, I've spoken to quite a number of expecting mums who've had COVID during their pregnancy who've said that they've not heard about this service. They've even called 111 and been told, don't worry, everything's fine, just carry on as you would normally, which isn't the same message as the Jane Crookall's giving. So do you think that pregnant women are falling between the gaps?
No, like I say, the advice and support is definitely there from the team in the midwifery service. They're the people I would absolutely recommend you get in touch with. At 111 are a much more generalised COVID support service, so obviously they're providing a broader advice, I think, to the wider population. But if you've got specific health needs, whether you're pregnant or whatever else it might be, my advice would be to talk to either your GP or your consultant, whoever it is that's supervising your care. But yeah, in this case, for expecting mothers, absolutely get in touch with you, with the midwifery team, and they'll be happy to help.
So the main message for pregnant women who test positive for COVID is don't worry. Just call the Jane Crookall ward on 650030 and they'll make sure you get the extra bit of care that's available if you need it to keep you and your baby safe.
Amy Griffiths with that about what you to do if you test positive for COVID while you're pregnant. That number is 650030 for the Jane. 650030. And if you have anything to report on that, maybe you have this situation in your family, maybe indeed it's you, then please get in touch with Manx Radio. We'd like to hear more. You can email maninline@manxradio.com, or the newsroom is newsroom@manxradio.com, or get in touch out of hours. And I wish you well with your pregnancy, whether it's the birth is distant or perhaps it's very close. Thank you to Leslie, who just said, does this win an award? Behind a car, 17 miles an hour through Glenvine the other day. I think the person couldn't get out of first gear. You were talking about penalising people for driving too slowly. I certainly would have done the other day. I nearly went bonkers. And Nigel, I'm in Spain at the moment. That lady's correct about children wearing masks. So is there a difference between pollution and a virus? Gemma said, keep your gas bill low, turn all your radiators to number two, and your bills won't be so high. I've had lots of correspondence about how to keep your bills low. I think turning everything off doesn't really count as advice, though. I'm a bit confused about this, says Ben. If you decide not to wear a mask, you're not causing any more risk to people that are wearing them. The same with the vaccine. So how are the non-vaccinated and the non-mask wearers making it worse? Or causing more risk for those who are and do wear them. Thank you, Ben. Thanks for your correspondence this week. And thanks to Barry Redfern producing.
W-I-X.